This is Brother Gino. Thanks. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for the pastor study. It's certainly a blessing to be with each and every one of you. I thank God and praise His holy name that He's given us another time to be together. Today on the pastor study, the title of our study is Seven Bible Valleys. Seven Bible Valleys. And we'll begin in just a moment. Again, I want to remind our listeners that each of our studies on the pastor study is available on audio cassette. In fact, I have a free tape catalog with all the studies that have been aired on the pastor study for the past 6 years, and that's free to you if you'll just drop me a note, amen, at the address that the young lady will give you at the end of the broadcast. And I also wanted to mention to churches and pastors listening that I'm available if you're having a Bible conference, a camp meeting, or revival meeting, and the Lord has laid on your heart for me to come. I'd be certainly be more than happy to come. I travel on a love offering basis. Amen. If you'll pay my traveling expenses, I'd be more than happy to come and pray the Lord that I would be a blessing to you. Now, before we begin, let's go to the throne room of grace together. Dear Heavenly Father, again, I consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to open up your very preserved, inspired, and infallible words in this good old King James Bible. Father, I'm nothing but a sinner saved by the grace of God. And I thank you that I'm saved today, and that I know I'm saved, and that I can't lose my salvation. What an awesome gift that you've given to me and every other sinner that's called upon the lovely name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Now, as we meet together, Lord, I pray that you would give me your words to say. I pray that you'd bless the listener today. I pray that there's a lost soul that's listening today, that this would be the very day that they would fall out with sin and fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive Him into their hearts by faith. Because to receive Him is to receive life eternal. And Father, we just pray for the saint of God to encourage, to take your word and minister to us individually as we need to be ministered to. And Father, if we accomplish anything today, it'll be because of you. And Father, we'll remember to give you all the honor and the glory for whatever you'll choose today. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Seven Bible Valleys. I want to begin in Psalm 23, probably the most familiar, most quoted passage of Scripture. Amen. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, what's the purpose or the aim of our study today? Well, it's to show you and I that Jesus Christ is with us in life's valleys, and that we can trust Him to bring us through them. All of us go through valley experiences and mountaintop experiences. And we need to stay close to God during the good times. You know, the mountaintop experiences. Less pride of thinking we don't need God causes us to stumble. We need to stay close to God during the tough times or the valley experiences in life, lest we complain, become bitter, and stop trusting God. Of all the Bible texts that have comforted the hearts of troubled souls, strengthened the backs of weary travelers, and encouraged the spirits of broken hearts, Psalm 23 has done the most. A little girl once said, "The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want." Amen. The text for our study is Psalm 23, verse 4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." You young people, look at us older people and say, "Boy, they're about to die." Well, we get worried about you too. You go out in the car and we think you're going to die. You worry about us dying, we worry about you dying. The great reason for the sweetness of life with Jesus Christ is the fact that when we walk through the valleys, Jesus Christ is there. There are seven great valleys in the Bible. Let's look at these valleys together. And in each of these, let's remember this. God is with us. "Yea, though I walk through the valley," whatever valley it is, amen, "thou art with me," amen, God is with us. Now, the first valley that we want to look at is the Valley of Siddim. The Valley of Siddim, which is the Valley of Sin. Now, let's turn to Genesis chapter 14. Genesis chapter 14 together. And in Genesis chapter 14, look at verse number 10. "In the valley of Siddim was full of slime pits. And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there. And they that remained fled to the mountain." And of course, here we have the Battle of Kings. Now, this is the Valley of Slime Pits. Now, why is the Valley of Siddim called the Valley of Slime Pits? Well, the answer is because the Valley of Siddim is on the very spot where the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were located. God saw the wickedness, sensuality, sodomy, adultery, and drunkenness of these wicked, vile cities. And God rained fire and brimstone on these evil cities. This valley is a valley where sin abounded. This valley represents the valley of sin in our lives. Did you know when you go to the wicked nightclubs and live it up, and go to the depths of sin, that God is with you? Did you know that when you have hit bottom, when nobody else cares, and when you've spent all, and then you come to your senses and say, I will rise and go to my Father, that God is always there. God is there, right where you are. If you're not saved, He is there knocking on the door of your heart. He wants to save you. He wants to forgive your every sin. He wants to come in to your life. He wants to take you to heaven when you die. He wants to make you a new creature. He wants to send His Holy Spirit to indwell you. God gave His Son to die for sinners like you. Jesus went to the cross for you. It doesn't matter how deep into sin you've gone. He is there, my friend. Let me ask you today, are you in the valley of Siddim? Are you in deep, awful sin? Have you gone to the bottom? Is life empty? Are you without anybody who seems to care? Then God says to you, I am here. Today, my friend, He knocks on your door and says, I will forgive every sin. I will make you my child. I will write your name in heaven. Oh, dear unsaved friend, living in the valley of Siddim, come to Christ this day. He is here. Now, the second valley is the valley of Eshcol, the valley of decision. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 1. Deuteronomy chapter number 1, beginning in verse 21, and we'll read together down through verse 26. Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it. As the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged. And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us. They shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And they turned and went up into the mountain and came unto the valley of Eshcol and searched it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down unto us and brought us word again and said, it is a good land which the Lord our God doth give us. Notwithstanding, you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. Again, we see in verse 24, And they turned and went up into the mountain and came under the valley of Eshcol and searched it out. Now, Eshcol is located just inside the Promised Land. Now, remember the large bundles of grapes carried on the spies' shoulders from Eshcol? When the Israelites came to the Promised Land at Kadesh Barnea, they appointed 12 spies to search out the Promised Land. They returned reporting that the land flowed with milk and honey, and that it was a land of giants. Now the grapes they brought back were so big that it took 2 men to carry one bunch on a pole. These grapes were picked from the Valley of Eshcol. What is the Valley of Eshcol? It is where the Hebrews faced a decision in their lives. It was Eshcol where they had to decide whether to obey God and move into Canaan or go back to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. In Eshcol, they decided whether to be their fullest and best for God or to be less than what God wanted. You see, the valley of Eshcol is the valley of decision. My friend, are you in the valley of decision? God wants to help you make the right choices. Won't you surrender your whole life to God and ask God to lead you to do His will in the valley of decision? Amen. And we read in our account that in the valley of decision, the children of Israel rebelled. They didn't go up into the Promised Land. 10 out of the 12 spies gave an evil report and said that in the sight of the giants in the land that they were just grass the size of grasshoppers. There were only 2 men, Joshua and Caleb, that said, it's a good land, God has given it to us, let us go up and take it. They had a decision to make. They believed the evil report. And as a result, what happened? They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because of their rebellion. And most of them died. Do you feel like you're wandering in the wilderness of your Christian life? Perhaps, like the children of Israel, you've rebelled against God. God has shown you the way to go, what to do, what the right decision is to make, and you fought Him. Amen. You've rebelled against Him. Amen. And as a result, you've just been wandering aimlessly in your Christian life, doing and accomplishing nothing for God. But if you're facing a decision, He's in that valley of decision. He wants to help you to make the right decision, but you need to surrender your will to Him. Amen. You need to pray as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane to the Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. We have a third valley that we want to turn our attention to today, and that would be the Valley of Kidron, which is the Valley of Suffering. Turn with me, if you would, to Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14, and we're going to look at verses 32 to 38. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy. And saith unto him, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little, and fell on the ground, and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepeth thou? Couldst not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Now the Valley of Kidron, it is a valley on the east outside the Golden Gate of Jerusalem. It is the valley between Jerusalem and the Mount of Olives. It is where Gethsemane is located, where Jesus prayed in anguish before his crucifixion. It is also called the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Look at it in Joel. Joel with me, the prophet Joel. In chapter 3, Joel chapter 3, verses 12 through 16, Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get ye down, for the press is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the valley of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon will be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heaven and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of the people, and the strength of the children of Israel. Amen. Now, what exactly is the Valley of Kidron? Well, a cemetery is there. Samson is buried there. Samuel is buried there. James is buried there. Absalom is buried there. A Muslim cemetery is there, thinking that will prevent Christ returning there. This is the Valley of Suffering. Many of you are in this valley at this present time. Our Lord Jesus Christ is in the Valley of Suffering with you. You know, we're told that he was tempted in all points, but he did not sin. But he knows, and we read there in the account of Mark, the suffering that he went through, the anguish that he went through the night before he was to be crucified. He knows, amen, what it means to suffer. You know, we don't really know in the United States of America as Christians what it means to suffer But there are many Christians. Amen. Many Christians in Muslim countries, especially, that are being persecuted and suffering for the cause of Christ. Young people, to you, life is all a party. But let me tell you, it won't always be that way. The day will come when you'll have problems, burdens, heartaches, and valleys, and many caused by you, mixing with the wrong crowd, committing sins, going your own way rather than God's way, marrying or living with an unbeliever. But when the valleys come, the Lord Jesus Christ is there with you. Didn't he say in his word, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee? Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Are you in the valley of sin today? Well, he is there. Are you in the valley of decision? He is there. Are you in the valley of suffering, heartache, tears, and brokenness? He is there. See, the thing you want to remember, no matter what valley you find yourself in this very day, Jesus Christ is right there with you. Now, the devil, will try to divide and conquer. He will try to tell you that you're all alone, nobody cares. Amen. But don't listen to him. Because you've seen time and time again in the words of God, in the scriptures, how the Lord has been with, amen, the saint of God, time and time again. Amen. You talk about a valley of suffering. The three Hebrew children were thrown into a furnace of fire by King Nebuchadnezzar. As they looked, as they turned the heat up in that fire, they said, did we only throw three in? But we see four men walking, and one as if the Son of God. Amen. That was the Lord. He didn't keep them from going in the furnace, but he was with them all the way. Then all you need to do is read the epistles of Paul. Amen. All the things that he went through, all the valleys of suffering that he went through, even his best friends forsook him at one point in his ministry, but he gave testimony time and time again. No matter where he found himself, in prison, in the shipwreck, in the ocean, being beaten and whipped, time and time again, the Lord was with him in his valley of suffering. We still have four more valleys to look at in our study on the Bible valleys, and that's what we'll take up next time on the Pastor Study. Again, this is Brother Gino. Thank you for letting me come into your home or wherever you're listening to today. I want to thank those that faithfully listen to me each Sunday, listen to the broadcast. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.